Lawson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. We're looking today at Psalm 104 and some of my thoughts on Seek His Face Continually. David thoroughly enjoys the Lord. The first six verses of Psalm 105 are a great example of this. He gives us 10 commands to turn our hearts to the Lord. Give thanks, call on His name, make Him known, sing to Him, tell of His acts, glory in Him, rejoice, look to His strength, seek Him always, remember His wonders, miracles, and judgments. But the command that stands out to me this morning as I read Psalm 105 is verse 4. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. The passage contains three ideas: seeking God's strength, seeking God's presence, and doing so continually. First, seeking the Lord. Two nearly synonymous Hebrew words are used to express the idea of seeking in verse 4. Each has a slightly different flavor. Darash, seek with care, that is, because you care about someone or something. Examine, inquire about something, then seek, often seek to know something. Be intent on seeking something. And then bakash, seek to find, look for an object, seek to, try to, seek to obtain, then seek one's presence, as here. In our verse, they serve as synonyms. These words are often used together in parallel in passages about seeking Yahweh. Some examples, Deuteronomy 4:29. From the places of your exile you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him, if you search after Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Psalm 24:6. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Zephaniah 1:6. Those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek Him or inquire of Him. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. Do His just commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you may be hidden on the day of the anger of the Lord. Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. When you seek someone, you look diligently until you find him or her. Jesus gave three parables of seeking something lost: the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. Luke 15:8. What woman, having 10 coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? There is an urgency, a diligence, a single determination about seeking, a refusal to give up, a willingness to leave 99 sheep and scour the hillsides until you find that one lost sheep, a single focus that drives you. We are to seek the Lord with such diligence. Two, seeking the Lord, His strength, His presence. Seek the Lord and His strength, again from Psalm 105:4. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Three objects are given in this verse: the Lord, Yahweh, the person, our God; two, Yahweh's strength; and three, Yahweh's presence. We are to seek the Lord Himself, not for what He can do for us, but for who He is. And we are to seek His strength as well. So often we rely on our own strength. My three-year-old granddaughter insists that she wants to do it myself without help or assistance. And that's good, part of growing up. But often, as adults, our pride keeps us from calling on God. Like immature children, we think we know it all. Asking for help would demonstrate that we aren't self-sufficient, and so we refuse to. That is, until we become humbled enough by circumstances that we are willing to seek Jesus' help when we need it. Then in Psalm 105:4, David urges us to seek God's presence. The Hebrew word is panim. English Standard Version and New Revised Standard Version translated presence, while the NIV and King James Version use the more literal face. In Hebrew thought, the face is often a substitute for self or the feelings of the self. So to hide one's face is to show aversion or disgust. To turn away the face is to reject. To raise the face is to show favor, respect, importance. For one's face to shine is to smile. In the Aaronic blessing, we read, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Numbers 6:24-26. The expression face to face denotes close personal contact. Jacob wrestled with Yahweh and saw him face to face, Genesis 32:30. Exodus 33:11. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. So the face of God indicates his intimate presence. Frankly, I envy Moses. We are commanded in Psalm 105:4 to seek his face, his presence. Seek it diligently, with all our heart. David cries out, Psalm 42:2, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?" Then third, seeking his face continually. The third idea in Psalm 105:4 is that we are to seek the Lord, his strength, and his intimate and immediate presence continually. The Hebrew noun is tamid, continuity, continuance, unceasingness, used here as an adverb, continually. We don't just seek the intimate presence of the Lord once or occasionally, but constantly, continually, unceasingly. We seek him in our working and in our playing, in our struggles and in our joys. Our seeking his presence is an unremitting desire. We can never have enough. How about you, my friend? Are you reaching out to him constantly? Are you satisfied with a prayer or a song? Or are you unsatisfied until you sense his intimate presence as well? Are you thirsty for him, like David? Are you desperate for him, like Paul, that I may know him? We are willing to be so superficial with God for so much of our time, our lives. Let's pray. God, change us. Fill us anew, O God, with a fresh love, a holy hunger, that we might seek your intimate presence continually, always, with all our hearts and souls, with all our mind and strength. Grant it in us, O God, in Jesus' name.